From Spark and Anvil and Read Pals, this is Mavis in Chapter 1 of the Read Pals cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Mavis is a soft brown owl with big round eyes and gentle feathered wings. She lives in the name tree, a wide old tree beside the reading pond, where the evening light comes through the leaves all golden and warm. Blip brings the child to visit Mavis whenever a vowel is too shy to say its own name. Mavis knows a quiet kind of magic. When a short word like cap sits on her branch, the little A only whispers its short sound, ah, small and shy. So Mavis does her one gentle thing. She flutters down a silent E and sets it softly at the end. She doesn't make the E say anything at all. The E just sits there, quiet. And its quiet is the magic.
Add the magic E, now it says its name, Mavis says, and her big eyes blink slowly. That is Mavis's whole gentle teaching. The silent E at the end reaches back all the way across the word and gives the shy vowel a little courage. And the vowel takes a breath and says its own name, loud and proud. Cap plus a quiet E becomes cape. And now the A says A, its very own name. Kit becomes kite. Hop becomes hope. Cub becomes cube. The E never makes a peep. It just helps the vowel be brave. Mavis loves that. The quiet helper at the end.
Sometimes a friend in the name tree reads cape, but still says the shy short sound, kappa, trying to make the E talk. Mavis never says wrong. Mavis never says try harder. She just tilts her feathered head and says, the E is quiet. It only helps. Let the vowel say its name. And they read it again, cape. And this time the A says A, and the quiet E smiles at the end. In the name tree, a mixed-up try is never a mistake. It is just a vowel that needs one gentle nudge to feel brave.
A grown-up can add the magic E too. Mavis loves it when a big person and a small person sit under the name tree together. The grown-up can slide the quiet E onto the end. The child can listen for the vowel's name to pop out. Tap, tape. Pin, pine. Cut, cute. Reading in the name tree is slow and kind, never a race. Sometimes Mavis teams two vowels instead, like AI in rain or EA in seat, and they say the name together. But the magic E is her favorite quiet trick. And Mavis always waits for Blip and Shelby. First, Blip hops the sounds. Shelby presses any two-letter sounds together. And then, if a vowel is being shy, Mavis adds her quiet E so the vowel can say its name. Gentle friends, one small step at a time.
When the shy vowel finally says its own name, brave and clear, and the word blooms into one the child knows, Mavis feels a soft, proud warmth spread through her feathers, the way a nest feels safe at night. She loves that feeling, helping something quiet become something brave. At the magic E, now it says its name, she says softly, blinking her big, kind eyes, cozy and glad. And the child feels it too. That gentle, there it is, it said its name. That's Mavis.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Mavis. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.